during our time. It's a time. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, the bow. And I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said to Noah, this is the token of the covenant, which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem, Ham, Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah. Of them was the whole world overspread. And the church said, amen, amen to the reading of God's word. Who are we? Where did we come from? My name is Ham. I am a carpenter's son. My father, Noah, built the ark, and I helped him build it, and it landed in Asia. My younger brother, Shem, is the father of the Semitic people of the Orient. They are now called Asians. My brother, Japheti, relocated north of Iraq's Tower of Babel through Europe's mountains of Caucasus, and he became the father of Caucasians. My sons and I headed south of Babel's Tower toward the equator, and we settled in Africa. We were known as the Melanesians, the colored Asians. We were known as the Negroes. Noah cursed my son Canaan because his people worshiped Baal, and they were called Canaan Baals or cannibals. Canaan's descendants are known as Canaanites, and they were very, very intelligent people. They invented the alphabet, the Canaanites. They moved to my son Putz, where they were called Phoenicians or Phoenicians. They taught the Greeks phonics and were mariners at sea. My name is Ham. My son Cush, his name in Ethiopian is Ethiopia in English. He settled in Africa from sea to shining sea. What you now call the Atlantic Ocean was once known as the Ethiopic Ocean. My son Egypt, Ham had a son named Egypt. Y'all better help me up in here. My son Egypt named the land for himself. I hope I'm helping somebody up in here. Amen. He named the land for himself. His name is Mizraim in the Bible. Egyptianologists ignore my son's existence because they want to discredit the story of my father building the ark. My name is Ham. In Western theology, they verify me being accursed and equate my name with swine's flesh. But in Britain, my name means village, a group of people. My name is Ham. God so loved me that he added to Abram's name, my name. And he called Abram, Abraham. My name is Ham, son of Noah. The Bible gives us the first and only true account of the origin of mankind. It is the only book that contains an accurate record of the progress of man towards civilization, and it searches all the real facts of the birth of humanity and progress towards civilization today. It is an authentic record of man, the Bible, because it is firsthand. It is not a copy of something or a scientific theory, but it is the dispassionate record of man's creation and progress, unshaped and untrimmed and unvarnished, to suit prejudice. It would not be a complete record if it did not show the rest of them the origin of the black man. And woe for all the pinnacle thieves. It shows that he is. The black man is the father of civilization. Somebody say amen. Y'all better help me up in here. Some of y'all may not have liked history in school, but do like you did in school. Just sit here and be quiet. And listen. Am I right, Mother Jackson? The black man has been so misrepresented by prejudice of historians and lecturers. It has been and now quoted that Ham, the father of the black man, was cursed by his father. Help me, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Who are we? Where did we come from? They were spread all abroad, and that was just from one son. Amen, 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 amen. Help me, Jesus. These same Sidonites are men descended from black men whom Solomon ordered Hiram of Tyre to engage to do skill hewing and designing the timber work on Solomon's temple. Solomon declared that these Sidonians, black men, were the only men who possessed anywhere near the sufficient skill to take care of the artistic timber that would go into the temple. They were black men. Solomon's temple, the most revered thing that God allowed man to create. Solomon's temple. Solomon only entrusted those Sidonites to handle the timber because they were skilled. Don't let nobody tell you we ain't got no skills. We've had skills from the very beginning. But here's the difference in Solomon's time and our time. Solomon trusted them with the skills. Can we trust you with your skills? When he gave the people a charge, they used their skills. Y'all help me up in here. God has given us many talents and many skills. What are we using them for? Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I love the little boy who said he loved to hear singing. And he just wished he could hear his mama sing. But his mama was deaf. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. Huh? God gives us voices. He gives us hands. He gives us feet. He gives us energy to do the will of God. Now you answer the question. What have I done in the name of Jesus with all this skill that he has given to me? Help me, Jesus. Who are we? Where did we come from? Solomon said he could only entrust them to the Sidonites, black men. In 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 6, it speaks plainly of this fact. Solomon knew that the black race was superior. Help me, Jesus. Boy, this is good stuff here. This is good stuff. Look, this guy. Songs of Solomon, chapter 1. For why should I be as one of them that turneth aside the flocks of thy companions? He said, don't look down on me because I am black. Hallelujah. Up in here, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. First time y'all came across that scripture, ain't it? Amen. There's about 10,000 more you'd come across for the first time, too, if you read them. Praise be to God. Solomon's dark skin should be no surprise because his mother, Hattati, was also the widow of Uriah. And if we look in 2 Samuel chapter 12, 9 and 10, we will see the Hittites were descendants of Heth, who we read about a little earlier, and Heth was the second son of Canaan. And we can find that in Genesis chapter 10, verse 15, which we read earlier. Songs of Solomon, because his mother was a Hittite. Black folk. Black folk. Now we go back to the woolly hair. As to the woolly hair, Jesus, the blessed Savior of mankind, will have his head covered with woolly hair when he comes back to judge the world. So that's why I said here. Hey, I need to say that one again because y'all were listening to the baby. Take that picture down. The grand old book is the Bible. The 25, 26, and 27, we'll see many of our highly civilized brethren who ancient ancestors disgraced themselves and will suffer at an alarming fit of nausea. Among many lowly coward things that have been said and done against the Negro in this Christian history, the poor benign individual published a joke. This was a leader of a college that's well known here in the South. And he claimed that the Negro is a beast. This is a man of God. The poor fellow tried to be serious, but no doubt he was offering one of the same proofs that all of his forefathers believed in. This poor fellow, I won't call his name, some of you may remember in the news, he received sympathy from many and was no doubt received as much from the rest of his class, were it not for the fact that he holds a professorship at one of our leading Christian universities. Of course, in disgust, it is felt that those responsible for placing the poor devil in such a position. And here's what the thing that we have done. We complain about the government and people in position, but we are the poor creatures that have put them there. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. Oh, we are. People died. We've seen the images of water hoses being sprayed on people. We've seen the images of dogs being turned loose where folks were fighting not so that they could vote, so that generations after them could vote. Y'all better help me up in here. They took on all of that without even fighting back. They had a togetherness about themselves. And now, we don't carry out what they fought for, but we can't get along like they did. Y'all better help me up in here. Not only do we vote, we cuss each other. We beat up each other. There was a time when black folk, I'm talking about, somebody say black folk. Black folk helped one another. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. There was a time in history when black folk cared about one another. Y'all ain't helping me up in here. There was a time when black folk didn't matter where you was from, but because of the fact that you look like me, I got something and you can have it too. We prayed for God to help us. Help us make progress, God. Help us do this. Help us move into the big house. Help us get out of this neighborhood. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. And the Lord helped us, and now we won't help nobody else. We got the big house. We got the fancy cars. We got more clothes than we ever had in our lives. And it's just changed me when people say they ain't got nothing to wear. Who are we? Where did we come from? Now we see the Virgin Mary, of whom Christ was born and was beyond all doubt a woman of the tribe of Judah. Help me, Jesus. Huh? Our beloved St. Paul tells us in Romans 1 and 3 that Jesus was the seed of David according to the flesh. David is the 10th man named from Judah in the genealogy of Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verses 3, 4, 5, and 6 added that this great David's great-grandfather, Boaz, was born of a woman named Rahab. Y'all better help me up in here, who was a direct descendant of Ham. Who are we? Where did we come from? This only shows us that the black man, Jethro, who was an Ethiopian, was Moses' father-in-law. He was the author of the first one who was employed, and he was a Negro. Our Jewish system, considered to be twisted and reversed, meet the challenges of civilization. In Exodus chapter 18, this chapter tells the story of Jethro visiting Moses, and he gave Moses the foundation, what is today the graded courts pronouncing judgments. Again, Moses, the Hebrew emancipator, was married to a black woman, Pharaoh's daughter. She said she called him Moses because he drew him out of the water. That is Exodus 2 and 10. And besides, black men educated Moses. At any rate, we received this education, and we had trouble in schools with the black people in Egypt. So there's nothing remarkable about the fact that Booker T. Washington, W.E.B. Du Bois, William S. Scarborough, and many other Negroes or black men enter the places as the foremost in blood of Jesus. He playing. Who are we? Where did we come from? We can see from the very beginning of time, God had us on his mind. Y'all better help me up in here. We are a great people. We are a wonderful people. We are a blessed people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And for all the things that we've been through, help me up in here, somebody. God still has us in a position to win. To win. We've been through so much as a people. It just shames us that today, black on black crime is higher than it's ever been. It's a shame that teenage pregnancy among our young black girls is at an all-time high. It is a shame that folks have to go from day to day not knowing where they're going to get a meal from. But it's not because they didn't have the funds. You can't eat Nike. Y'all better help me up in here. You can't eat them. I seen folks who pay $200 for tennis shoes and then buy their children chicken nuggets and french fries to eat. Y'all better help me up in here. Huh? We have gotten so mixed up. The world has so twisted us around because black folks didn't come in the front door. We had a restaurant in our town called Lynch's. We had a young guy, he was a DJ, black guy, Charles Olive. They call him King Olive. King Olive had gotten so popular in the town, he was just on the radio. Everybody loved King Olive. Till one night, King Olive walked in the front door of Lynch's. And they didn't love King Olive so much that day. Because black folks didn't walk in the front door of Lynch's. They beat the dog crap out of that boy. Some of y'all know the stories. Y'all better help me up in here. Some of us have lived them. I be telling people stories. They look at me, you ain't that old. I say, yeah, but boy, where I come from, you didn't have to be that old. It was real. I seen a cross burn in a yard. Y'all better help me up in here for all you moviegoers. I've seen it live. Right down the street from my house. I've seen them ride through the neighborhood shooting. And now they're talking about hoods are so dangerous. Yeah, what about when y'all wore them hoods? Y'all better help me up in here. So as we come to this end of Black History Month, let us not forget where we come from. Black history is more than 28 days. Hallelujah. And I hope from what we gathered here today and with some of the supporting scriptures that I gave you, that many of us will be curious enough to go back and go a little bit deeper into some of that to see exactly where we came from and who we are. We are people that have been blessed from the very beginning. And God is still blessing us. Amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise in the house. Hallelujah.